Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to the VRO. Today is Friday, June 8th, 2012. I'm your host, Brandon Conyers, and tonight we'll be talking with a great host, one I'm very excited to interview. He's an award-winning U.S. Marine, the creator of the website Bullyville.com, Cheaterville.com, Cupidville.com, and Karmaville.com. And believe it or not, he's got my vote for Humanitarian of the Decade, Mr. James McGinley. And right now, James has not called in yet, so we are waiting on his call. But a little bit of background, this guy is actually really, really amazing. He not only does he do Bullyville and Cheaterville and all the Ville websites, but he also sits on the board of directors for, for the Cisco Systems UCS Blade Advisory. And he also has a GPS company that actually helps the government and everything like that. And believe it or not, folks, today is my first solo interview. I got my big boy pants on, and I'm running all by myself first time. So I'm really excited. Amy,
Brandon,
you there?
You have James.
Hey, James, welcome to the VRO.
Hi, thanks for having me, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm really excited to have you on here. I appreciate you coming on and talking with us.
Sure, absolutely.
First off, I'd like to thank you for your service in the military. I don't know if you get that quite often, but you're a Marine.
I appreciate that.
You're a badass.
At least that's what people think, right? No, I appreciate that. Thank you. Semper Fi, man.
Exactly. Let's just go ahead and get right into the questions. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Can you tell us a little bit about your Ville websites and how they came to fruition?
Sure, absolutely. So the first one is Cheaterville, and I started that on Valentine's Day of last year. And that came to fruition because, you know, like you mentioned earlier, I was in the Marines. I was on an overseas deployment with one of my Marine Corps buddies, and we came back and found out his wife was having an affair during the entire deployment. So I thought, man, it'd be cool if there was a site where you can put someone like that on blast to warn other people, because she didn't only cheat on my buddy, she cheated on a bunch of other guys too. And that's kind of how Cheaterville hatched, and that's obviously been the big one. And then we launched Cupidville, our online dating site. It's the only dating site in the world that ties into an anti-cheating database. So you can't become a member of Cupidville if you're listed as a cheater on Cheaterville.
Oh, wow. I did not know that. That's awesome.
So, yeah, and then we launched Karmaville around Christmas time, and that's where people are posting good and bad karma stories. And we're going to start a donation section pretty soon, an arm of that company where we're going to just be giving 100% of proceeds to different causes throughout the world. And then Bullyville. I launched Bullyville about a month ago, and that has just absolutely exploded onto the scene, and that's an anti-bullying site.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, one of the things that, like you said, Cheaterville has been like raising all kinds of hell lately in the media. Why do you think it's being put under fire more so than the websites that encourage cheating?
Yeah, you know, it is interesting how much heat I get. And, you know, luckily, no day is worse than my worst day in Marine Corps boot camp, I can assure you that. So no matter how much heat and hate I get thrown my way, it has no effect on me whatsoever. But, you know, the fact of the matter is people who cheat really hate Cheaterville. And people who don't cheat love it. That's why we have millions of fans. So, I think it catches a lot of heat because the media likes, they want to sensationalize everything and have it where the person who's posted on Cheaterville, since we don't verify whether that person's a cheater, we're not calling them up and saying, hey, your ex-girlfriend is putting you up as a cheater. Did you cheat? I mean, that's not our place. Could you imagine if Facebook had to validate every post that someone put on their wall as to whether it was true or not? So, you know, I think people sometimes get, they get put on the site and then they become the victim because they got posted. No one ever talks about the person who's been cheated on. So, And the media loves it because everyone likes to tune in and hear any stories about cheating, that's for sure.
Well, I'm definitely a fan because I was married and my wife cheated on me. And so as soon as I saw that you made something like this, I was like, this dude is awesome. This guy has got his stuff together.
Thanks. Let me ask you something. So, you know, being someone that, you know, when you were married and if you had your suspicions and you heard of Cheaterville and you went to Cheaterville and you put in her first and last name and someone had posted something about it, at the end of the day, you wouldn't be mad at the site, for starters, but then as an adult, you would make that decision whether that post was true or not, correct?
Exactly. Exactly.
There you go.
See, I totally get it. And what I don't understand is what's the point that these people aren't getting about this site? It's like, it's almost like you're giving them a hammer and telling them, hit the nail on the head, and they're like, oh, how do you use it? It's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, cheating is something that it pulls out pure emotion. So I think when someone finds out that they're posted on Cheaterville, because millions of people are seeing it, it infuriates them. And then they contact the media, and then if the media for some odd reason hadn't heard of Cheaterville, now they know, and now they want to do a story about it, and the frenzy begins. It's week after week after week.
Exactly. And a matter of fact, I saw where a lady tried to claim that you had cheated on your wife with her, and you replied
right
back saying that she is lying, and if you can prove it, I'll pay you $25,000, and if she couldn't, that you could sue her for libel. And has anybody ever done that before, to your knowledge? Has anybody ever sued anybody over a claim on Cheaterville?
Not that I know. We've never been brought into one court case, nor have we ever had a lawsuit that's ever been brought against us that's gone anywhere because, you know, we're no different than Facebook. We are not the publishers of that information. Having said that, we always encourage people, if you're going to post someone as a cheater and put them on Front Street, provide proof. We allow you to provide emails, text messages, voicemails, videos, whatever you may have to substantiate your claim, put it on there. And a lot of people do that, especially women. There's nothing worse than a woman scorned. And women, when they blast a cheater, it's like a CSI crime scene investigation come to life. They are extremely thorough.
Yes, they are. And that's how I had to be when I found out that mine, I actually caught some text messages from him to her, and I was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So all of you that see me on Twitter and wonder why I'm so, it's because of that.
There you go. That'll do it.
Exactly. Have you guys ever thought about partnering up with Cheaters, the show?
I actually know Bobby Goldstein. He's the owner, not Joey Greco, the host, but I know the owner extremely well. And we spoke, but, you know, it is a completely different market. He's doing the televised, you know, version where they're kind of tracking people down, where with us it's just completely online. And you know, at this point, it's just two companies that are keeping separate. But we actually do work close together on a lot of other stuff. I love him. He's a great guy.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking like they could put the cheaters on the show that were proven to cheat on your website or something like that. I thought that would be cool.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you never know. Stranger things have happened on the internet to TV world.
Exactly. Humiliate them a little bit more.
Exactly.
Okay, let's talk about Karmaville, because this one's really got me intrigued. And I've heard a million different ways how karma works. Everybody has their version, of course. It got real popular with My Name is Earl. But can you give us your definition of karma and how it works on Karmaville?
Yeah, you know, to me, karma is kind of, it's in a simplistic of terms, what comes around goes around. And, you know, you can see on Karmaville, like you can see when you read a bad karma story how it happened, because a lot of people are pretty thorough with an explanation. So, for example, my husband left me for another woman, and then 6 months later she got pregnant by another guy. That's bad karma on him for what happened. But then there's the flip side of, you know, good karma. I found out my husband cheated on me, and I met this other great guy, and he's a New York City firefighter, and it's the best thing that ever happened to me, and boom, that's great karma. So that's what Karmaville does. It exposes karma, good and bad karma. But what's interesting bad karma stories, unfortunately, get a lot more views than good karma stories on our site. People don't want to come to websites to read good stories. It seems like, in Cheaterville's a prime example, people want to come to see the bad stories, the train wrecks. You know, that's why sensationalism of media, why people love the wrecks. That's why Jersey Shore is the number one show when it airs.
God, don't even get me started on that crap.
There you go.
Funny. So you also have the Cupidville, and I actually am a member of Cupidville.com. I became a member not too long ago. And one of the things that you guys out in the audience may not know is that all of his websites are free. So
right.
If you go to check out any of these, they are completely free. But what I want to know about Cheaterville.com is how it differs, because this is actually the first dating website I've ever been on. How does it differ from other websites, and what is the success rate of the site?
Yeah, you know, the only big difference, because you're right, there's so many dating sites out there, and, you know, we do have the clever name Cupidville. It's got a nice ring to it. But there's only one thing that really differentiates us from the billions of sites out there, which is we are the only dating site that ties into an anti-cheating database. So if you were listed as a cheater on Cheaterville, you could not have become a member on Cupidville. You would have been flagged. So we at least go through the process of vetting out the riffraff. You know, like, there's a lot of people on Match, eHarmony, Plenty of Fish that say they're single when they're married with kids, and no one does a search on that. There's no one who's trying to help you out to make sure you don't get stuck with someone like that, whereas we do. We make an effort.
Yeah, my mom is on Match.com, and she actually canceled her account because there were too many creeps on there, which is funny.
Yeah,
I'm
glad I'm married with kids.
Yeah, I know. It's a jungle out there, man.
It's nasty.
Oh, yeah, it is. On Bullyville, let's get into talking about Bullyville. Can people post something on Bullyville that are under 18 years old?
Absolutely. So you can't put a bully on blast per se where you say their first and last name, but, you know, we see where a 14-year-old kid will come on and say, here's what's happening, I'm being bullied, here's exactly what's going on, and I need help. And people can come in and comment on it. Even celebrities come in and comment on it, you know, to help that person out. But, you know, with Bullyville, it's really about more tough love. I mean, there's so many anti-bullying sites that have cropped up because it's a hot topic, and they all kind of have the same theme of, you know, you can go take a course, or there's a school you can go to where they have after-school activities to help you for if you're being bullied. But our approach is pretty much heads-on, which is if someone is bullying you, you got to stand up to them, and not as much as bully back, but, you know, if someone throws a punch, you throw a punch back, and that's just the Bullyville Marine Corps angle that we take.
Which is kind of the way Cedarville does, too, which kind of surprises me how people get the two kind of confused, because they're kind of similar in that sense.
Yeah, you know, we have an ad, you know, that Bullyville says, are you being bullied by a cheater? Because, you know, when people are cheated on, they're being bullied by the other person, definitely emotionally, and a lot of times physically, unfortunately. So, you know, and then that post wanted to come, you know, be on Cheaterville and then also on Bullyville. And I applaud it, to be honest with you. I applaud people who fight back and just don't kind of, you know, stand in the corner and you know, get a lot of positive praise, and hopefully that'll turn them around, which sometimes it does. But I'm always a fan for the person who fights back and throws punches back at that person, because that's really the only way you're going to get a bully, you know, off of your back.
Exactly. Go Rocky Balboa on them.
Right, exactly.
Can parents post something on Bullyville.com about a kid that is bullying their kid and use names that way? Can they do that?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Can they post something on Bullyville.com about a kid that's bullying their kid and use names? Can they do that?
No. No, they cannot. Okay. And we have quite a vetting process to make sure, because, you know, it's different on Cheaterville. Cheaterville, if you're outing someone as an alleged cheater, they're 18 years or older. So the laws that govern that site are way different than what would be the laws for Bullyville, where you can't put another bully per se on blast. Now, having said that, we released a feature called Bully Blast. And what Bully Blast is you, if you're being harassed on Twitter or Facebook, any of these social networks, you can take a screenshot of that handle for bully. I mean, for Twitter, for example, that person that's bullying you, and you can put them on blast on Bullyville. So millions of people will see them, be like, that Twitter handle at XYZ, blah, 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 is bullying this kid. He's telling this kid he should kill himself. And you see that happen all the time, especially on Twitter. And what do you do as a kid? You go to your parents, you complain to Twitter, but, you know, kids are killing themselves left and right because they're being bullied online. So, you know, we're trying to help that problem more than anything else.
Yeah, internet trolls are the worst.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a nice place in a lot of areas, no doubt about it. I mean, even Cheaterville, I get accused that we bully people. No, we don't, and I don't do it at all, but people warn other people about cheaters, and there's a huge difference. So it's amazing when I hear the media make that analogy. It doesn't even make sense.
Right, and I've even heard that you guys have actually saved people from getting STDs through that site.
Absolutely. There's guys out there who are on, you know, 20 different dating sites that are, you know, spreading all kinds of STDs all over the place. So when someone like that gets put on blast, you know, of course they're the victim in the media's eyes, but not to the person, not to the 19 women who caught an STD from them.
Exactly. Okay. I have a question about Bullyville's creation and how it came about. You ended up buying isanyoneup.com, and I was kind of wondering why buy isanyoneup.com and turn it into bullyville.com rather than not buy it and just start Bullyville anyway.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Whoa, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello? Okay, lost you for a second. For clarification, we didn't buy Is Anyone Up and then launch Bullyville. Bullyville was already launched. As a matter of fact, before we did anything with Is Anyone Up, we brought on DJ Ashba, the lead guitarist of Guns N' Roses and also a very close friend of mine. He came on as the spokesman. So we were doing that. And then I went and shut down Is Anyone Up. So Bullyville was already up and running. We bought Is Anyone Up, the URL, and we shut it down immediately. And we did that on behalf of Bullyville, and we did that to kind of, you know, actions speak louder than words. There were these four women and guys that were getting submitted to Is Anyone Up completely naked, and there was nothing they could do about it, and we were able to step in and get it done and get the site shut down. So I'm really proud of that, actually.
Actually, that is pretty cool, because actually media has kind of spun it, and everything I've read on it is that you created Bullyville out of isanyoneup.com. So that's new to me that you actually had Bullyville up first, because everything I've read has actually said that you didn't bring up Bullyville until you bought Is Anyone Up. So that's
now, actually, it's shocking the media would even say that at all, because if you go to Bullyville, there were a ton of media stories that already came out about Bullyville from the day I launched it. It was making national news. So the Is Anyone Up deal was probably 2 weeks later. So the media is a fascinating entity.
Yes, it is. So there you go, folks. Believe everything you hear on the internet, because it's always true.
Yeah, exactly. They accuse me of not checking things when people are posted on Cheaterville, whether a cheater or not, and they can't even check something as simple as that. It's fascinating.
Yes, it is. Speaking of Is Anyone Up, I read that Hunter Moore, the creator of it, has been attacked physically by people in public because of the website isanyoneup.com. Has that ever happened to you?
No, absolutely not. You know, and FYI, I live in Las Vegas, so I'm legally allowed to carry a concealed, you know, carrying permit, and I have a handgun. I carry it everywhere, so I'm definitely prepared if someone is dumb enough to do that. But, you know, at the end of the day, that has never once happened, because, you know, people who land on Cheaterville realize I did not post them. I had nothing to do with it. And if you landed on Cheaterville, you probably landed on Facebook and Twitter and 20 other websites. So people always quickly realize that. So good. So far, so good.
And Amy, you're ready for them if that ever happens. So.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Has the Ville websites, have they impacted your business and other business ventures in a negative way?
No, you know, because they all tie into each other. Matter of fact, it's quite the opposite. I've done a ton of TV, but I actually start my own radio show tomorrow called Vocalville. And if you go to vocalville.com, you'll see it kind of ties into everything. But it's my own radio show on 100.5 FM, CBS Radio in Las Vegas. So, you know, it's definitely opened doors in a very positive way, to say the least.
That's awesome. Okay, speaking of that, you probably, and I know you get a lot of hate mail. How much of it do you get that's actually positive?
A lot. That's 50-50. I mean, it really is, you know, 50-50. There's some days where it'll just be a morning full of hate and an afternoon of, you know what, thanks for the site. I found out my man was cheating on me. I posted him on here. You know, the cool thing about Cheaterville is that people can take the post down, which you really can't do on that many sites on the internet. You can post someone up as a cheater, and then that person reaches out to you and apologizes. We see it happen every day. 17% of posts that are put on Cheaterville are taken down and made invisible within 30 days. So you can post that person, they apologize, you can take it down, and boom, it's off of our site. You know, show me any other site out there where you can really do that besides maybe Facebook. Even if someone sends something to you on Twitter, you can't even delete it. So, you know, we've gone above and beyond to help people out.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Here's kind of a funny question that I actually was really curious about myself. Is have you ever been contacted secretly by a government entity to remove or add anything to your website? Because I'm thinking, you know, politicians, they're pretty dirty, so they have a lot of dirty laundry out there. That's never happened before?
No, it has not, and we do have a politician or two that's been on there. You know, I've had celebrities that have kind of pulled me aside and have asked questions, but, you know, at the end of the day, we're not judge or jury, so we don't just go and randomly pick, you know, posts to pull up and down. But you know, having said that, there are certain instances, you know, if there's someone, you know, in the FBI or any other government entity that is posted on our site, we pay attention to that, or especially policemen, because policemen are in harm's way all the time, and they're putting people in jail all the time who are bad people, and then that person finds out about Cheaterville, and they remember the cop's name, so they post them on there, and there's no validity to it. So we actually use a third-party arbitration service, another company, to help us in that area to make sure that if people are wrongly accused on our site, that they can be removed as well.
Oh, that's awesome. See, so people really don't know all of this stuff. They just get, like, the basic stuff that they see on TV. They don't know that you guys are doing all this stuff in the background.
Right, because the media won't report that. They ask the questions, especially if it's pre-tapes, but they won't report that because you find that interesting, of course, but the media doesn't find that interesting. There's nothing to grab your teeth around that, where someone being wrongly accused and being the victim on the site, you know, that's going to cause a lot of eyes on their story. So it is what it is.
That's one thing I do not understand, though, is it baffles me how you guys are doing all this stuff and nobody is recognizing that. That's just beyond. Ugh.
It'll get out there.
Well, hopefully it'll get out there with this.
There you go.
two more questions, and then I got to ask you a favor. You earned the Navy and Marine Corps Achievements Medal. Can you tell us how you earned that, or how it came about that you got that medal?
Yeah, I actually got that at Marine Security Guard Battalion at Quantico, Virginia. And I basically was in charge of putting an entire Marine Security Battalion school through the last 4 weeks because a couple of our key guys, a couple of gunnies, were out. So I just took on a massive amount of work to get these guys through before we sent them out to any one of the embassies throughout the world. So I was, you know, I was recognized for that work, and fortunately I was awarded a Navy Achievement Medal. So it's definitely been very appreciative, and it's helped out along the way, you know, especially other jobs, they see that. And, you know, it's funny, I just saw a thing on, is it America's Got Talent? The guy was saying that he won a Purple Heart, he was awarded a Purple Heart, and he had combat, and you got to be careful when you say stuff like that. You know, you better back up your claims. So, you know, I back up, I have a Navy Achievement Medal, but it's amazing how many people will say that when they've never received any medals at all. It's crazy.
It is crazy, and people should be, like, put in jail for stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, and something or something. I think he's getting definitely what he deserves in the media right now.
Okay, last question. Speaking of military, the tattoo on your back—it's almost legendary now. How long did that take? And if some of you don't know, he's got all kinds of military tattoos on his back. It's really awesome. It's like a war scene, basically, on his back.
Yes, Iwo Jima. Yeah, Marines right, raising the flag, Iwo Jima. Yeah, it took about 4 months of going, you know, a couple days a week for a four-hour session each time. It was absolutely brutal. And anyone who's had a full back tattoo will tell you that you would think the spine is the worst, but the further out you go towards the rib cages, oh, my God, brutal.
Oh, yeah. Who actually did that tattoo?
He is no longer here. His name's Matt, and he moved to Japan. So, yeah, he's no longer in the States, unfortunately, but he is a very talented artist.
Awesome. Okay, James, we're at the end of our interview, and we're at the part where I have to ask you a favor. We ask this of all of our guests at the end to give us a little snippet, you saying you're listening to the, you can say your name, however you want to say it, just come across that you're listening to the VRO. You can say this is James McGinley, you're listening to the VRO, however you want to do it, and as soon as you're ready, go ahead and do it.
Thanks for having me. You're listening to the VRO on, what is your call sign? Do you actually have a call sign, or is it just VRO?
No, it's just you're listening to the VRO. Variety Radio.
You are listening to the VRO, Variety Radio Online.
Awesome. Thanks so much, man, for coming on. And I know we had to reschedule this because I had an emergency, but I really appreciate you coming on and talking with us.
Sure. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. And the best of luck to you, brother.
And you too.
Thanks, man. Later.
Amy, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So am I fired or what? Was that terrible?
No, it was good. It was good. I've actually got a couple of people I want to put on the cheating website. And I got a couple of karma things that I want to throw out there.
And that's one of the things that I could not understand why people were blasting these fights so much. This guy is actually giving the fight back to the people who don't have a voice. That was
exactly.
It's like he's almost like the Batman of the internet world.
Exactly. And I do like the extra thing on the bullying website he was talking about, where you can take the screen cap and you know, put it on there, because I have a friend who, she used to do YouTube videos. She actually just stopped doing YouTube videos. She was a makeup guru. She was a school teacher. And there's this website that these girls, they go and do all these blogs and stuff about the YouTubers and their makeup. And these girls just attacked her and all this stuff. On Twitter, they attacked her on Twitter, they attacked her on Facebook. They had a website dedicated to her, just bashing her and saying stuff about her family. So, yeah, I'm very happy that, you know, that's up there and people can see how stupid some of these bullies are.
Exactly. And you know what? Actually, when I started looking at this stuff, you know who I sent this website to?
Who?
Julie Platt.
Yeah.
I actually sent it to her. I was like, hey, look, you know, if you keep getting bullied like you do with the Vampire Diary fans, hook them up right here.
Yeah, I think that is crazy, too. It's a TV show. She's a human being.
Exactly.
She writes fantasy. And people want to kill her because your favorite characters aren't together. That is stupid.
Yes. And if you're out there and you want to tell us that we suck because you say that, we don't care. You suck.
Yeah, I don't care. But
it was pretty cool, man.
Yeah, it was a great interview. I liked how, you know, he got to get his point across and stuff like that, because I know there's some media out there that just don't let him talk at all. So, I mean, that was
good. And that was one thing that I really wanted, was for him to have his voice out there, because every interview I've ever heard, he has just been trampled on and never gets to, well, he goes to explain his stuff. But nobody, like you said, they have all this stuff that they do in the background that people don't know about.
Exactly.
And I saw an interview with him on Anderson Cooper, and Anderson Cooper was just nailing him and not giving him a chance to explain everything. And they just made him out to be the bad guy. And it's odd how the world has changed in rooting for the bad guys like that. It's just, ridiculous.
Well, today is Friday, so that includes our interviews for the week. Definitely check out, if you haven't listened to our Love for Money and our 6 Month Rule interviews that VRO Jess did, definitely check those out. Love of Money came out today, I believe, in theaters, selective theaters, and the 6 Month Rule came out last week in selective theaters. If it's not playing in your town, maybe you can drive like an hour or two to see it. It's worth it. It's definitely worth it. And if not, it'll be on demand soon. This weekend, we are going to have a couple of the staff members that have put together the Save the Secret Circle campaign. We're going to do that Sunday. And then Monday, I'm so tired. Sunday, True Blood comes back on, if I'm not mistaken. And that means Monday, we will have our True Blood recap. And then, yeah, just check our schedule. I have no idea. I'm totally off my game today.
That's all right. Everybody just go to the website, the VRO website.
Yes, the VRO.com website. And if our Monday shows aren't up there, they will be before Monday. But have a good night, and we will talk to you guys soon.
Good night. Bye.